Hey, everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Money Making Websites call for May. Wow, I can't believe how fast this time is flying. I'm up in Toronto right now. I'm at the Four Seasons in Yorkville looking out over the city from my 15th floor view. It's wonderful. The weather has warmed up for me finally, enough to come here, and I'm lucky I get to talk to you guys right now. Lots of good stuff to share. There's lots of cool stuff going on, so I'm very excited to see. I always love to hear when things that we talk about work, and I just got off the phone with Chuck Charlton before I got on the call with you here, and one of the things we've been really kind of working on is this idea of setting up things that continue to run without you being the one who's running them. You know, one of the things that I always talk about, and I talked about it specifically in the when we did the recorded the day on the 10 money getting ideas for your business, is to always look for leverage. And so, you know, Chuck does daily videos for everybody who's looking for a home in Milton. And he's been doing them now for, I guess, 4 years or more now, maybe even 5 years. And, you know, it's getting to now where, you know, I've been sharing this idea of getting things to the bare minimum, the thing that is only that you can do, you know. And so now Chuck has a new hire within his team, Annette, who is a before unit coordinator. She's really just doing the things that are all related to the before unit. I'm going to share with you a couple of the things that we've been working on and that the things that have been successful. And finally now, after a couple of years of me sharing this, like it may sound like going to such great lengths may not sound like a like maybe a necessary action, but when you really think about what you get in return for removing things from your plate, removing things from your to-do list and putting them where they can still recur without you having to do it, the impact over time is tremendous. And, you know, it all stems from this belief or this thought that time is time. I know that sometimes people are more inclined to have more leverage in their business life, like get the sense of getting support and getting some help on the things that you that somebody else can do. But going to a point where even if it's things that you could do, to have somebody else do them really just frees up your ability to have more mental space to think about new things that could be done. So, you know, for a long time, Chuck would dedicate an hour every day to doing the daily video because he would do every element of it. You know, he would think about it as a high value thing where he would look up the listings on the MLS. He would, you know, record the video and then he would do the editing of the video and post that up on the Milton Daily Homes blog and put the links together. And that whole process would take about an hour. And it was like the most valuable hour that he could spend in the day. And now has gotten to the point where now that whole process, he's just doing the video. So Annette comes in and gets all of the listings ready. Chuck sits down at the computer that already has the listing set up. He records the video for the 15 minutes or however long it takes him to go through the thing, and then gets up and walks away. And the rest of it is done by Annette. So, you know, there's a savings there of you know, 40 or 45 minutes every single day. And I can't tell you the impact of redeploying that time into something that can set up a recurring event. You know, when you look at the things that are the most profitable in your business, the things that generate consistently the highest returns, they're the things that recur without you having to get involved with them. Like if you think about your AdWords or your Facebook ads or your getting listings postcards or whatever you're doing to generate leads, those things, if you set them up on autopilot, are things that happen without you having to do them. So there's no way that you get too busy for AdWords to run your ads and show your ads and bring people to your site. It happens automatically. You don't have to sit there and you know, be there for people to come. So ultimate kind of leverage. You're just spending money to trade for visitors to your website, and it's a set it and forget it kind of system. So the more things that you can set up and set up in your system that recur like that, the better off that you will be. So you look at that and you start thinking to yourself, well, if I look at all of the things that I'm doing every day, what are the things that somebody else could do? And I'm sharing these kind of things with you because leverage ultimately is one of the most overlooked opportunities to multiply your income. And I say multiply meaning like a multiple, not just like incrementally improve it. And so when you look at, you kind of look going forward like that, what the big opportunities are for you, that's kind of what we're looking for, saying, where can I redeploy those things? So you're used to having some things that work for you without you thinking about it. Your AdWords is always running. If you're sending out your getting listings postcards, those are always running. And so setting somebody in place to make sure that you don't even have to think about the directing somebody to make those things happen, you set it up one time and off it goes. You know, so those are the kind of things that when you get those in place, it's just a layering effect where you're constantly layering on top of each other these profitable recurrences. So one of the roles that Annette is doing in Chuck's organization is to manage the market making. You know, I've talked about being a market maker. And what I mean by that is every opportunity that you have to show homes to somebody or to go and see somebody about selling their home turns into a leverageable opportunity for you. So if you're looking, you're working with a buyer that you're showing houses to this week, that you now have an opportunity to go into the neighborhoods that you're actually showing these homes to your clients first, the people who you already know and trust and who already know you like you and trust you in those neighborhoods, and just send a quick email saying, hey, Kim, I'm showing houses in River Run this weekend to a couple from Atlanta. There's only a couple for sale. Have you heard of anybody talking about selling their townhouse? We may be able to match them up with this couple from Atlanta. So you've got that opportunity to go into your clients, but you've also got the opportunity, and I'll post this up on the daily dashboard and in our Facebook group, to show you some examples of sending out a flyer or a postcard that talks all about these buyers that you're working with in the voice of the buyer. So Chuck now has set this up as a recurring system that happens every time he goes out with a buyer that Annette will send out to a neighborhood looking for somebody who's thinking about selling their house. And they've been able to introduce lots of buyers to a new area, to new homes, to home somebody who's thinking about selling, and they were able to match up these buyers, which is, you know, a fantastic opportunity. It's the kind of thing that you get the chance to do because you're working with those buyers, because you've had that leverage. So making those things happen, if you push the accelerator pedal and imagine them happening 50 weeks in a row, if you set up a process that every time you're showing houses or every time you're going to see somebody about a house, that the recurring process of alerting the people who know you, like you, trust you, who live in those neighborhoods that you're showing houses there, and alerting the people in the neighborhoods where you're actually showing that you have a buyer that you're showing homes to that would like to be in that neighborhood. And so that gives people the opportunity to raise their hand and tell you, oh, yes, I would be interested in, those buyers knowing about my house, because it's a great opportunity for them. And same goes with the listing leads that you've generated. You know, you've got this pool of people who they've raised their hand, you've sent out your just listed or your getting listings cards to them, and you know what kind of a house they have, because hopefully you've kind of, when you looked up their house, when you sent out the information for the getting listings report, you had that opportunity to kind of make some notes about the kind of house that they have. So you're able to find those people who have already raised their hand to indicate that they're thinking about selling their house. You can let them know about the buyers that you're working with, to show them what's been going on. So you've got that opportunity to leverage that that buyer that you're working with. If you're in an area where you have access to expired listings, there's another opportunity that you can expose those buyers to, the people who had maybe 6 months ago had their house on the market and weren't able to sell it. So you've got that opportunity to work with those sellers too, just kind of let them know what's going on. Now, you've also got the opportunity to work with the other agents in your office. You know, if you were to set up a little market maker syndicate within your office, if you can imagine that everybody in your office, if you got the whole office on board with every week doing a little market maker segment where you have, this is who I'm showing houses to, or this is who I'm going to show to see about selling their house, if you were able to match up people within your office, that's a great leverage tool. So having somebody like an Annette on your team who is coordinating and handling and making sure these things happen is a very, very highly leveraged opportunity, you know, especially when you look at what the value of that could be. And then, so now we're going even to the point where looking at adding what we're calling a runner to the team, where if you take this idea of having 50 locations where you can put public notice flyers and match, have those constantly replenished once a week or once every other week with new flyers with the tear-off tabs. If you find sort of 50 locations, you've got an opportunity out there all the time, along with that person doing the listing next door program, where, you know, we have the postcard or flyer or door hanger to send around listings that have just been sold in a neighborhood. So we have another home in your neighborhood. Your neighborhood has just sold. Do you know how that affects the price of your house? And doing that around the 50 listings that were just sold in that area, that makes all the difference for you. There's an opportunity for you to do that. Now, when you look at the opportunity that you have to multiply those listings and to multiply those buyers, it makes total sense that you would want to leverage every opportunity that you have. And having one person in place, one person who can manage all of that for you, that makes all the sense in the world. So I'm constantly looking for opportunities for you to multiply yourself every chance that you get, to look at the opportunities to not only just leverage other people's time on your behalf. We did the math on the idea of getting a runner, of somebody who can replenish the info box or the public notice flyers. And, you know, let's say that putting 50 locations with fresh flyers every single week, let's say that that took somebody 4 hours, is how we calculated it out, and that they're being paid $15. That's $60 a week, and let's say $10 in printing if you did nice public notice flyers for those locations. That would cost $70 a week. And we did the math on just setting that up and letting it run. If it was a $70 a week times 50 weeks and $3,500. Now, if you're in an area like Chuck where the average commission is $10,000, that makes all the sense in the world, because it would be highly unlikely that deploying money in that way, especially when it's attached to other people. You know, once you get somebody trained on doing something in what I call a profitable job description, that there's really, it's no different than just investing for a multiple. And so if you look at it, that even in the worst case scenario, it would be inconceivable to do that every week for 50 weeks and not get at least one transaction from that, would turn that $30 into $10,000 in the absolute worst case scenario. But you'd be able, you know, you would know within 90 days whether that is a viable strategy. That's the kind of thing where you can build tremendous wealth by leveraging not only your own actions, but the actions of others, you know? And I would say, like, automation is automation, even if it's other people. You know, human automation is still automation. Chance that you have the opportunity to